Le service de transport en commun de Miramichi aura de nouveaux itinéraires dès le 3 septembre. L'organisme sans but lucratif compte sur une flotte de 3 autobus qui vont rouler en rotation durant 13 heures, soit la moitié de ses effectifs. Le service entame une phase de transformation alors que la population de la ville s'accroît. Voici le directeur général de Miramichi Transit, Jason Babineau.
We extended our hours into the evening, an extra hour. We were taking a midday break for an hour. We get rid of that as well. We have a line that will cover Newcastle, Douglastown, and Chatham without having to change buses. So if you're in one of those locations, it's easy to get from one to the other. And then we have another route that will help cover some of the areas that weren't previously covered and cross the other side of the river with a route that goes from Newcastle to Chatham and then back for those who need to get to locations on that side of the river.
Le service se poursuivra une heure de plus durant la soirée, les itinéraires sont remaniés et les transferts sont réduits. Malgré ces changements, on assure qu'aucun arrêt de bus ne sera fermé. Il y a deux ans déjà, l'organisme a voulu se doter d'un nouveau plan d'action quinquennal.
We started implementing that at the beginning of 2024. That started with some hour changes for the schedule for the current bus routes and planned on some updated routes to offer better service areas, better service times throughout Miramichi region as well.
La ville de Miramichi est parmi les rares villes au pays à disposer d'une société à but non lucratif pour gérer son service de transport en commun. Quels en sont les avantages et les inconvénients?
We can keep some costs down. We can also apply for provincial and federal government funding for certain things that we might need, whereas if we were a city entity, we wouldn't have those options. But on the other side as well, we run into some hurdles of very limited budget, restrictions on where and who we can get things that we need, everything from maintenance to wages to that sort of stuff. All that sort of stuff has to be kept down and kept in control.
Si le modèle d'affaires semble lucratif permet de réduire les coûts et de demander du financement aux divers paliers gouvernement, les options financières pour l'entretien des véhicules, par exemple, sont plutôt limitées. Le modèle d'affaires date d'une dizaine d'années maintenant et la société espère devenir une société publique dans un avenir rapproché, même si aucun détail n'est confirmé. Le Nouveau-Brunswick est la province avec le plus de routes par habitant. Comment déployer un système de transport en commun attirant?
That's where we're pushing for our next 5 years. We want to show people. Hey, that doesn't have to be the way. We're going to improve the infrastructure for Miramichi Transit. We're going to make it more accessible. We're going to make it more convenient. We're going to increase our scheduled times. We're going to increase where it goes and who it reaches to so that people don't have to use their vehicles. You know, if you want to make a quick run into one of the former towns, Newcastle, Chatham, or Douglastown, you can, and you're not in that location, you can just jump on a local bus. It'll take you there, convenient, and take you back. In a timely manner so that it's easy to get around.
Une opération de métamorphose et de traduction qui commencera dès le 3 septembre. Les usagers réguliers ou les curieux peuvent consulter toutes les informations sur le site miramichitransit.ca. Ici Vincent Lavoie pour IJL à Miramichi.